about 10 months old, and I noticed that he was holding objects very close to his face.
Yeah.
So I took him to the doctors 3 times, who said there was nothing wrong with him. And then I changed my doctors because I wasn't happy with that.
Yeah.
And they said there was definitely something wrong with his eyesight. So we got referred to the paediatricians at Medway, the ophthalmologist at Medway, sorry. Yeah. And they said, yep, there is definitely something wrong. So they put special drops in his eyes to see it to the back of his eyes, and they found the first tumour. And then straight after that, we was put in for scans, and they found another 4.
Really?
So we had 5 altogether.
So, and he's having lots of treatment now at Royal Marsden, and he's having some fairly experimental treatment as well, isn't he?
He's had immunotherapy, which is a new treatment out. He was the first child in the Royal Marsden to have it. At the moment, he isn't going through treatment because he's had all his country can give now.
Yeah.
He's only got 1 tumour left, which is the one by his eyes.
Yeah.
But should Oliver relapse, then that's when he will have to go abroad for treatment in America or Germany, depending on where in his body he relapses. But this can cost £200,000 or more.
So, yeah, so you're trying to raise money, as yes. much money as you can, for Oliver, who's 7. So you're doing a blindfolded run on the 30th of April, aren't you?
Yes.
So explain how that works.
Kevin Coleman and Jez Dawson have done a lot of runs previously for Oliver, but they've decided to highlight Oliver's blindness this time.
Yeah.
So Jez and Kev will be blindfolded and tied together, and then their friend Adam will be unblindfolded and won't be tied to them, and he will be guiding them through the run to make sure they don't have any accidents.
And that's Saturday the 30th of April at 12 p.m. and they're starting at Garrison Point, and they're going to run blindfolded with a guide to Minster Cliffs.
Yes, it's a roughly about a 4-mile run.
Do you know if they've practiced this at all?
I have practiced with Kev Sunday just gone, actually.
Go on.
It was only about a mile or so, and it was okay. It was good.
Not easy for the person under the blindfold, though.
No.
But they'll get a good idea of how things are for Oliver at the moment.
Oh, yes, definitely. Kev had said that once he'd got the blindfold on, his hearing was much better.
Hyper, yeah.
His other senses were heightened.
Yeah. People can make donations. How can they make donations for this?
You can text a donation of £3 to OLSM88 to 770.
Yeah.
Or you can go online to www.solvingkidscancer.org.uk/journey/Oliver, and there we'll have just a little bit about Oliver and some pictures, and then you can donate online.
Yeah, so go and have a look online, www.solvingkidscancer.org.uk/journey/Oliver. We'll put that on our website. Go and have a look, read the story, and then please make donations if you can. You can also send a text to OLSM88 to 770, the text number 70070, and text £3 to OLSM88.